You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. We're trying to see if we can make November our best month ever. Just keep on downloading, keep sharing the podcast, and when you get a second, go to iTunes and get us a rating review. We really appreciate that. That'll help us reach a broader audience, and we really need your guys' help to do that. All right, so to get into the health and fitness topics we're going to talk about today, I'm going to throw it over to my lovely co-host who's yelling at our dog. Not yelling, but trying to get our dog's attention right now.
Snapping at our dog. This is what happens when you're recording while you travel.
Mm-hmm.
And as a nice little segue, that is one of the topics we're going to be talking today a little bit more about in detail, is specifically two big areas where people get into a lot of, I don't know if like complaining necessarily, but most people have a lot of issues with trying to maintain their health and fitness over the holidays, and it's because holiday eating and traveling sabotage them on every turn. So we're going to give some kind of input. We're going to talk about some of those things. And we have some tips that we ourselves have employed just this week.
Yes, yes.
For keeping up the health and fitness type activities.
Yeah, we are smack dab in the middle of holiday season. So to stick to your clean eating diet, it takes a little bit more kind of dedication and some tips that can help you stick to that. So we're going to try to talk about that, or we're going to talk about that today. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about our training for the week. ETT is coming down to our first year as a personal training outfit. So we're coming down to the end of the year. We've got a new client that started this week, which is awesome. And we had a bunch of renewals. So we are keeping our current clients and we're getting new ones. So I'm very happy about that. We had the group workout last weekend in our own little neighborhood of Seminole Heights. And it was good. It had a pretty good turnout. Hopefully we might try to get one, sneak one in before the end of the year. We just got to find the time. So I know everybody's busy with the holidays. So we're going to try to do that. But also we did a little something, the day after our group workout, something that you, signed me up for, but I was happy to do. And it was yoga at a really nice hotel in the area, the Epicurean.
Yeah. So actually one of my coworkers, who is a yoga teacher, she has this really cool concept. I'm not exactly sure how it came up, but basically she partnered with this great boutique hotel in South Tampa, which is kind of like a very trendy area in Tampa. And she hosts a monthly yoga session for people. And part of the ticket that you purchase to be in this class actually benefits every person that buys a ticket. One meal is donated to local food shelters. So it's a fundraiser. It's a great, I think, benefit for the hotel who's really gotten into it. They have a really unique setup where when it's nice outside, you go outside and you do yoga outside. But it was actually pretty darn chilly when we did it last week here in Florida.
Chilly for Florida.
People can laugh at us, go ahead. But it was definitely too cold to do yoga outside, so they moved it inside in one of their like banquet halls. And at the end, they had glasses of champagne passed around that you could, you know, toast the people you were with or toast the people near you. And I guess that was like their idea, she said. That was totally their call. But you also get a discount on cocktails and brunch at the hotel restaurant afterwards. So we made a nice little morning of it. We went and did yoga for about an hour, 15 minutes. And then we went and we took advantage of the discount on brunch and had a very delicious brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. And I told her we'd definitely be back to do that again. It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was a really good yoga session. She's you know, experienced and a very well-versed in a lot of different things or a lot of different, you know, forms, I'm sure. So I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was a nice way to start a Sunday. It wasn't exactly, I wouldn't say it was easy, But I mean, it was, everybody was, you know, she made it, she made any level, you know, capable of doing it. So didn't admit if you were, you've been doing yoga forever or it was your first time, she made it accessible to everyone. So
yeah, she went with like a good mixture of different, flows and postures and things like that, that I think most people were able to do, and she had enough modifications to make it accessible, to your point, to a lot of different experience levels. So even I was challenged with some of the poses just because they require like a lot of arm strength or, you know, balance. And there was a couple poses where delightfully I had a butt in my face. Yes. It was very close.
Yeah,
we were in close quarters.
Yeah, we were in tight. It was tight quarters.
There were a few. You were basically looking at somebody's butt. But it was a great class. So I actually continued to compliment her after when I saw her at work this week.
That's good. Yeah, that's somebody like I think might be a good interview in the future, because she's got, like you said, she's got a unique. Good system, and you know, trying to figure out how she got associated with the charity too is interesting. I'd love to hear about that. So if anybody's wondering about the noise you hear in the background, that's Jasmine tap dancing on the floor here in the hotel room. So
our hotel has tile floor because it's a dog friendly room. So she will not stop moving no matter what we do.
She's not a lap, well, she's kind of a lap dog, but she's not a lazy dog.
She would love to be a lap dog.
She won't lay down.
Fit.
Yeah. So, also, I would say you, also in conjunction with getting me to go do yoga last Sunday, you've also recruited a couple of your friends to purchase a piece of exercise equipment that we had.
Yeah, I don't know how much I had anything to do with it. Perhaps the fact that I've been posting some of my workouts on the Peloton bike has kind of reminded some folks about it. And couple of our friends, Lindsay and Tim, recently told me that they made the decision to purchase a Peloton bike, and I was just informed this week they actually received it and they've signed up. I already had their usernames noted so that I can follow them, which is a really cool aspect of this kind of community, the Peloton community and the bike. I guess I've never been able to do it because I haven't known anybody else with a bike, but apparently you can actually follow other users. I don't know how that works. I'll get back to you on it. But, like, I know nobody's following me, but I am not following anybody else either. So it'll be kind of cool to have some other people that I know involved, and I can't wait to hear their feedback on it, because I was telling Nick this week, like, I did 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all in a row, and I feel like it just, every time I do more classes, it makes me love it more, so.
Yeah, well, I think you definitely had an influence on people. Several people have asked you, you know, how you like it, you know, what is it worth it, you think? And I think both of us have got pretty positive reviews about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not cheap. I mean, we've done it our past. We've talked about it numerous times on the podcast, you know.
It's definitely an investment, but it's a worthwhile investment. I think there are certain things in your life that you should invest in. I think education and your health and fitness are those main things that you should, without question, invest in.
Right.
If you think that this is something that is going to help you lead a better, healthier life, then I don't think there's any question.
Yeah.
So they continue to add more things, and I think they actually started doing more mainstream advertising right around the time that we ironically got our bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been hearing from people that knew I've had the bike. They're like, oh my God, I see those commercials like all over, you know, social media. They said they've seen TV ads. I mean, that stuff that wasn't around before I got it.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I had to stumble across it, but glad to see that they're doing well. And Peloton, if you're ever interested in an endorser, just give us a shout.
Yeah, I mean, we give you tons of positive feedback for free. So yeah, we would love, just send us, you know, a free Peloton towel or something.
Yeah, right.
Some free swag.
They have the heart monitor now, actually.
Oh, that's right.
That was one of their new additions. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, so now let's get into the topics you introed in the beginning. The holiday eating. I think the first thing we should say, because everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go off my diet when the holidays come around. You got to kind of realize that's not such a bad thing. You know, I've heard the phrase, a bunch of people say, you know, eat like it's a holiday on the holiday.
Right.
And then you can go back to your clean eating the next day.
Right.
You know? So don't get so overwhelmed with the idea of, you know, being naughty on the holiday.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And, you know, it's part of
it
the...
It should happen, yeah, honestly. Right? Like, your body is an amazing, amazing thing. And I don't think people give it enough credit, because your body can do incredible things. If you have one, you know, indulgence day in a 3-week period or 4-week period, or if you have more than, you know, in a week even sometimes, your body can recuperate from that. It's not going to go completely off course. You're not going to be sacrificing all the hard work and all of the good habits you've instilled in that one day. It's when you continue the habits afterwards and you say, well, it's the holiday season, so I'm just gonna go ahead and, yeah, you know, put everything on hold for 2 months or 1 month or whatever. Yeah. That's where you start getting into a little bit of trouble.
Observe a holiday, yeah, singular, excuse me.
Don't.
Because, I mean, you got so many in a row this time of year. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then New Year's. You know, those are really kind of those bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, and Christmas and Hanukkah are on this, like, Christmas starts, or Hanukkah starts the day of Christmas this year. So, I mean, like, all the holidays are all, yes, aligned.
Yeah.
And there's a lot in there, so we know that we're not, mm-hmm, saying,
yeah, so I mean, don't beat yourself up about eating, you know, somewhat, you know, off your diet on holiday, but then just get back on to your normal clean eating on the holiday, unless you have, you know, some serious health condition, type 2 diabetes or something like that.
Yeah.
Then obviously you have to be a little bit more stringent, but, you know, hopefully for the majority of people, they're able to kind of indulge on the holidays.
Yeah, and there are some interesting food myths around holidays,
yeah,
though, too, which I think are really interesting, because, right, one of the biggest, yeah, around the holiday we just experienced, Thanksgiving, mm-hmm, is the turkey myth.
Yeah, I don't know how it got started or what, like, perpetuated it and
I just gave it
legs, but I think finally people are starting to come around a little bit more. I wrote about it this week on the... Or excuse me, it would be last week on the Elemental Tampa site about the kind of the tryptophan myth.
Yeah, people have been calling tryptophan, it's been like this dirty word, you know, it's like, oh, the tryptophan did it. Mm-hmm. Blame it on the tryptophan.
Yeah, tryptophan is an amino acid that essentially helps your body produce the hormones of serotonin and melatonin, which are kind of like the feel-good hormones and that help calming. They're calming hormones that, you know, really are produced a lot before you go to sleep, or to help you go to sleep. So some people have heard about melatonin supplements to eat to help to take before you go to bed to help you sleep.
I take those sometimes.
So tryptophan will help your body produce those, but you need a large amount to get a significant...
Like a whole lot.
Yes.
Like more than you can actually probably,
right,
consume.
And in turkey, it is true, tryptophan is in turkey, but it's also in other animal proteins. But a 3-ounce serving of turkey has only about, I think I saw 250 to 310 milligrams of tryptophan. So, I mean, 3 ounces, that's probably a good size serving for you on Turkey Day, on Thanksgiving. And there are supplements like your melatonin you take, or I take one from Onnit called New Mood that has tryptophan in it. And one capsule has 400 milligrams. And you're supposed to take 2 capsules in order to get the sort of that calming effect.
Yeah.
So you're thinking they're having you recommend you take 800 milligrams in order to help you get that calming effect. And then 3 ounces of turkey only has about 250.
Yeah, so basically don't blame it on the turkey when, right, you feel like you want to take a nap after you eat on that big Thanksgiving meal, because it's not actually the turkey.
Right.
There is something else that absolutely is sapping your energy, though.
Yeah.
And which is...
Just feasting in general.
Is the fact that you have to metabolize all the food you eat, and you have to think about that in terms of your body has to do a ton of metabolizing just to get all that food in there. I mean, I would say I did a quick tally, just a little tally after our meal yesterday. And I don't think by any means, like, my plate was not horrifyingly full.
No.
It was definitely, like, a little bit of everything on there. You know, I maybe had seconds of the stuffing because it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a quick tally, and I would say it was probably three times what I would normally eat in a sitting.
Probably easy a 1,000-calorie meal, easily.
Oh, yes.
Easy.
Yeah. Yes, if you count dessert, which also included giant two-portion servings of pie.
Yeah,
and cookies. And then cookies. You're probably looking at almost like your entire daily allotment of calories for a lot of people in one sitting.
Right.
So your body is metabolizing all of that food, and that is actually what makes you tired.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you want to plop down in an easy recliner, pull off the button on your pants if you made the mistake of wearing button pants. The rest of us with the stretchy waistbands or dresses, you know.
Sweatpants. Every time Thanksgiving dinner.
That's what makes you sleepy, though. Yeah. So, like, it's been, tryptophan's been getting a bad name.
I know.
Purely because people have been overeating.
Yeah, it's, you couldn't eat enough tryptophan unless you just ate meat.
Just
the
turkey.
Whole, and you ate a lot of turkey. It would be hard to get that. Like you said, it's just the massive amounts. And I have a feeling, too, it's got to be a lot of the kind of the sugary and carb stuff that you're eating too, because you mentioned dessert, because pumpkin pie is almost synonymous with, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. It's like you can't have it one without the other. But then you got, you know, sweet potato casserole, or like we had squash casserole.
Yeah, butternut squash.
Yeah.
Mashed butternut squash.
And then cranberry sauce. And you guys learned, if you heard us last week, how many calories, how much sugar is in cranberry sauce. It's just those, that blood sugar spike and the crash afterwards, that just contributes to that. And like Shannon mentioned, the massive amount of food your body's trying to metabolize. I mean, there's no surprise that everybody wants to pass out after Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
So, it's more of an issue of overeating and then
quantity.
Maybe just having so many of the different macronutrients and then the blood sugar spike and its subsequent crash. That's just stop blaming turkey. That's all I want to say, okay?
But we do have, like, some tips around. Obviously, Thanksgiving is behind us now. There are plenty of occasions where we know the feasting, it's the feasting season. We definitely recognize that. But there are other ways that you can kind of help yourself from getting into that portion overload and consuming so much food that you actually feel sleepy. Like,
mm-hmm.
Consuming food is supposed to give you energy. So if you're feeling tired after you eat, you're eating too much.
Yep.
So one of the tips that we actually used last night, because we had our big meal for lunch for Thanksgiving, and then in the evening we were going to go to a really nice restaurant. We were going to have a sit-down dinner like we did last year. But this year we're like, we learned our lesson last year. We felt so, so full last year and almost sick that we canceled our reservation, and we did a little something different. We ordered room service, and we opted for, what did we end up getting?
An appetizer and then just a wrap.
Yeah, so we basically got, we shared an entree, and then we got a little appetizer, and it was just a, like, ahi tuna, so a very, like, kind of clean, lighter protein.
Mm-hmm.
And we shared both. So instead of ordering two entrees and an appetizer and a dessert, which would be a normal holiday feast, we shared basically like half of
we
all
split
that.
A one person kind of meal almost.
And that was totally perfect. I was still full after, but I felt satisfied. I wasn't like wishing I grabbed something from the buffet or anything like that. I was just really satisfied.
Right. No, I agree. I thought that was great. And, we We don't feast too often, like I said, because we have to travel to mainly see our family. Either it's, you know, up to see my family in Maryland, so we're flying, or over here where we are now on the east coast of Florida, we drove. So, you know, we also, in conjunction with the holiday eating, we have some travel tips, too, we want to talk about that help make it a little bit easier on you.
I think everybody, everybody's traveling at some point during the holidays, whether you're having to get on a plane or you're just road tripping it. But there are definitely some things I feel like we've learned over the years. And you see them kind of mentioned in articles and stuff. So what was your first thing? I think you did a great job with this, around the food prep.
Yes, we got some healthy snacks made for our trip, our road trip, because we had about a 2.5-hour drive over here.
Yep.
So I made sure that we had some healthy snacks for our way over here. And we left in the morning, so I want to make sure we had like a little healthy breakfast. So we had some hard-boiled eggs left over I put in there. I put a little bit of sliced deli meat and some pieces of cheeses. And we had a couple slices of bacon left, so we put that in there. So that was like our to-go breakfast that we ate on the way. You know, we stopped and got some coffee.
Yep.
And, but we, that was our breakfast for on the road. So we didn't have to stop and get, you know, fast food breakfast anywhere else like that. So I was happy with that. I was really, that's kind of our normal breakfast during the week too.
Yeah, and you made a very good trail mix, which is a wonderful travel companion. It's good. It's easy to get through security when you're flying, and it's also really energy providing. You know, I don't feel very great if I don't eat like every few hours. So I think that trail mix is like the easy go-to. So that was really nice having around. Plus, we grabbed like some fruit that we have left in the house, and we had some fiber and some protein bars, and those are all things that we normally have in our diet, and we just brought them with us because also we're here in a hotel. And raise your hand if you stayed at a hotel or resort where you ended up picking out on the resort food or whatever for you know, to-go meals for every meal. It's kind of a lot for your body. Yeah. So having these items stashed away in our hotel room is also very good.
Right, and one thing that we didn't mention yet that's huge, which you should always bring with you, especially if you travel or if you fly somewhere, first thing you should buy is like a case of water. Because, I mean, you obviously, you know, your hotel can provide it, but usually they like to charge you an arm and a leg for any, like, the bottles of water that are in the room.
I think they're charging us $7 for the large bottle of Voss in our room.
That we're not using, so. But, yeah, we brought, you know, we had bottled water at home we brought with us. So we brought in, we're always, you know, looking to drink water and everything. And it's a good way to, you know, prevent yourself from buying sodas or anything like that, or energy drinks. You know, having bottled water with you on the ride over too is helps you prevent, you know, consuming empty calories that are essentially just going to make you more hungry and want sugary stuff.
Granted, it does mean you need some pee stops, some pee pit stops, but also a good time to get out of the car and stretch your legs. Personally, I think that's good. And if you're flying, it's good to keep in mind getting the big bottles of water before you get onto your plane. So once you've gone through security, grab the biggest bottle of water you can find. Don't say, oh, it's fine, the airline's gonna give me water. They give you like little thimble sizes of water.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to satisfy you for your whole flight.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think so. You really need to consume on a plane, which is gonna dehydrate you anyways. Right. Yep. You have to consume a big bottle by the time you land. And again, pee stops, it just gives you a reason to get up.
Yeah.
It gives you a reason to stretch your legs. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're that annoying person, whatever. Make sure you drink lots of water.
I think we talked about when we had the podcast about our trip to Hawaii.
Yes.
You know, about, we had some travel tips there for flying specifically, but I think we read about how's anywhere from 1 to 3 liters, depending on how
you get dehydrated.
Yeah, you lose that much water in your body. So it's nuts. So that's a huge thing, an important thing, like you mentioned. Just make sure you have water, because that's the thing that'll help you stay, not prevent you from getting sick when you travel too.
Yep.
And that's the thing, people, you know, obviously you're exposed to a lot more people on planes, but you know, helping your body have the defense systems all the way up, your immune system working well, keeping it well hydrated will help prevent that. Now, I'm going to touch on something that we did yesterday before we started driving to kind of, that's connected with the, you know, getting out and stretching your legs if you have a long trip. So we did something to help prevent our soreness or prevent future soreness during our driving trip.
Yes. So yesterday morning we had about a 2.5 to 3 hour car ride that we had to prepare for. So when you're going to be sitting for that long, you definitely want to take some preventative actions. And what we did was yoga. We did only about like 35, 40 minutes, but we focused on doing some like hip, lower back kind of opening and twists for yoga. It wasn't like strenuous yoga by any means. It was purely focused on getting ourselves ready to sit in a, you know, relatively small space for 3 hours. And I think it helped.
Yeah.
I think it really helped.
It was good too, because we didn't just get up and go.
Yes.
We had time to kind of like, you know,
calming.
Yeah, exactly. Get ourselves together and, you know, get the day started right. We weren't in a rush. We weren't rushing to leave. You know, we had a good schedule set out. You know, we had to wake up a little bit earlier, but, you know, we're used to that. So that was a good part of it. I think it really helped us start the day off right. And it was nice because when we got to the hotel, we had to sit and wait for our room to be ready.
So yeah, for another 2 hours.
Yeah, we had a couple another hours of waiting around, sitting around, essentially. Yeah. So I think it was extremely beneficial to that. So those are some tips, you know, maybe get a light workout in before you travel.
Yeah.
And I think also whenever you get somewhere, depending, especially if you fly, I think working out when you get there or the next day, depending on, you know, time frame and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because, or simply just exploring.
Yeah, getting out. Like, I know today is Black Friday and everybody, there's a lot of people getting out to go shopping, but it's also after a big feast day around the holidays, like, make sure if you can, the next day, the next morning, you're just getting outside. Just go for a walk, go for a run, go for a bike ride, something. Just get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're much bigger proponents of getting outside than we are of going shopping.
Yeah, what's the company that's doing the get outside thing?
REI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
explain that, because I know you were telling me about it. What are they doing?
So last year they did the unthinkable for a retail company, and they actually closed on Black Friday, let all their employees go home, have it off. And they made a public statement of saying basically, like, we value getting outside more than we value shopping for a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And it's aligned with their, like, company values. But I think it was a really cool statement by a company, by a retail company, where I feel the Thanksgiving time frame especially has just been completely hijacked by retailers and sales. And it used to be just Black Friday, and now it's, you know, Thursday, Black Friday Eve. And it's like, are you kidding? You're actually saying to take a holiday and go shop on a holiday leading up to a retail holiday? It just, so they made a very big deal. They were the first big company to do this. And they have a whole campaign now. I think it is hashtag get outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they just advocate, forget the shopping, just get outside and do something, whether it's hiking or mountain biking. I mean, they're an outdoor company, so they sell outdoor equipment. They're going to have some extreme sports they're going to say to do, but I mean, I think we're just going to get out today, and we've walked around already. We're going to probably head down to the ocean. I know you wanted to jump into the ocean.
Yeah, I haven't been in the ocean in a while. Let's do it. We're ready to get outside right now.
I'm probably not going to go into the ocean. I'm going to go into the pool. But yeah, just get outside and do something.
Yep. Yeah, I think I think we're ready to do that actually right now. We're ready to get outside, get our post-feast workout on.
Yeah.
So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and let us know if you've used any of those tips or you use them in upcoming holidays. So
yeah, and let us know if you did end up getting outside after Thanksgiving, or maybe if it was just getting out to do some holiday shopping, how you kind of recuperated. Let us know how you recuperated from Thanksgiving.
Yes, and as always, please rate, review, and share the podcast. We really appreciate you guys and giving us feedback, and we need a couple more ratings in iTunes. We're almost there. We got some good, really good ratings so far and reviews, so really appreciative of those people. If you have a second, please do go head to the iTunes store and give us a rating review. Also, just want to tease, next week we have a interview with the president and CEO of Swerve Sweetener. Now, we've talked about it a couple times, is the zero calorie sweetener. I was fortunate enough to speak with the president and CEO about their product. And I think with, you know, the holiday, we're, like we said, in the middle of the holiday season, so baked goods and yep, treats are going to be aplenty. So, you know, I wanted to figure out or learn a little bit more about this zero calorie sweetener. So mm-hmm. We're going to have that for you guys next week. All right, I think that's all I got for them this week. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. We're coming from you live. No, actually, we're not live.
We're coming from you live.
We're coming from you live. All right, we'll try this again. 5, 4, stop laughing. I'm just kidding. In 5.